Here, let me get the door for you, babe.
Home, sweet home. The last few weeks have been such a whirlwind. Between all of our friends and family in town, the wedding, and then the honeymoon, we've barely had time to breathe. Tonight will be the first night we've spent together as husband and wife in our own home.
Wow. What an amazing week. 7 uninterrupted days with you in our beach villa. Fuck, it's going to be hard to go back to reality. I'm already dreading work on Monday.
It really was amazing. Gorgeous turquoise water, white sand beaches for miles, all the privacy and alone time we could ask for, which we took full advantage of. Thank goodness we decided to splurge a little on the private villa. As I set my suitcase to the side, I wonder why I even bothered to bring it along. We spent most of the time naked and tangled up in each other. Well, don't get too far ahead of yourself. I've still got one gift left for you. When he looks back at me with confusion, I can't help but smile. I know he's going to love what I've got in store, and it's nice to be the one spoiling him for once.
What? Babe, you've already done way more than necessary. I'll cherish the watch you gave me on our wedding day for the rest of my life. Besides, getting to spend forever with you. That's the greatest gift I could ever have.
Wow, I had no idea I married such a cheese ball.
You love it when I get sentimental over you.
You're right. I do. Which actually kind of leads me to the surprise.
What is it?
One of my favorite things about the trip was how much we got to talk. Of course, the sex was incredible, but we got so swept away with our busy lives that sometimes I miss the early days when we were just getting to know each other. Even after 4 years, I'm still learning things about him that I never knew. Like his cuck fantasy. I can still so vividly picture the night he told me about it. We were a few tequilas deep, lying out on our private patio next to the fire as the waves crashed a few feet away.
I want to watch another man use you. I want to see him get you off, make you come. I want to watch it all. I want your eyes on me while he's inside of you. Like you're telling me that no matter how good he's making you feel, I'm still the one you choose.
The idea made my stomach flutter in a way I've never experienced before. A little apprehensive, a little skeptical, a little intrigued. Remember that night in Cabo? You told me about how you wanted to watch me with someone else.
Yes.
What if I told you that I arranged for that to happen?
You what? Really?
I watch the slow elation creep onto his face. He's trying not to show how excited the idea makes him, but there's a wild look in his eye that I haven't ever seen before. I called two of our friends. You remember how you mentioned they were the ones who got you into this to begin with? Well, I figured we should probably start out with someone we both trust, right?
Baby, this is... Are you sure? When we talked about it before, you said you didn't know if you'd be into something like that.
He's right. I'd never even considered something like this before, and it was so out of character for him. Usually, he's possessive and protective when we're out, and I love that about him. I'm not used to the raw and vulnerable side of him, but he felt safe enough to share this with me. And that turns me on more than I ever imagined. From the moment we met, he's treated me like a princess, and I want to do something for him. I know, but I thought about it some more, and I want to try. It's people you trust, and I trust them too. You're best friends.
We don't have to do this, really. I don't want you to do something you're uncomfortable with.
I know that. And that makes me want to do it even more. I trust you, more than any other person in the entire world. And I know you'd never put me in a position where I felt uncomfortable. I know I'll always be safe with you there.
We can stop it whenever you want. If anything feels weird or it's just too much.
I'll tell you. I promise.
Okay.
The look on his face melts me as my own chest burns with excitement. I have no idea what's to come, what to expect, but I know that whatever it is, I'll be safe with him. Tell me what you want me to do.
Let's go upstairs.
He takes my hand, leading up the staircase, and when he passes our bedroom, I wonder where he's taking me. When I pull back, he turns. Aren't we going in there?
Our bedroom is for us, baby. It's fun to play and try new things, but I want to protect what's just for you and me, too. Inside those walls, it's just us. Always.
My stomach flutters again. God, this man. I love him so much it hurts. At the end of the hallway, he opens the door to the guest room.
Take your clothes off. Everything except your bra and panties. And wait for me at the edge of the bed.
He falls into the dominant role by nature, and I'm used to him giving orders in the bedroom, so I obediently do what he says. My hands shake as I lift my shirt over my head. There's a cool air in the room, but I don't know if that's what makes me shiver or if it's the anticipation. I'm nervous as I sit, waiting for him to return and thinking about what's about to happen. His friends will be here any moment, and the thought makes my whole body vibrate. I work my shorts off as 1,000 questions flash through my mind. Will he join in? Will he tell them what to do? Will I like it? A few seconds go by, and he comes back. There's a silk fabric in his hands and a wicked smile on his face. He's got something else in his pocket, but I can't quite tell what it is. He kneels in front of me, hands gliding down my bare thighs, all the way to my ankle.
So fucking gorgeous, you know that? I love this body. I love that it's all mine. And I love that you're giving me permission to share you tonight, to show you off, to flaunt what a good little girl I've got.
My pussy throbs at his praise. I want to make him happy more than anything in the world. We're equals outside of the bedroom, but here, I love submitting to him. It's something I chose. He's never forced it on me or expected it, and that makes it even more intimate. One of his hands wraps around the back of my ankle as he fishes in his pocket for something else. He dangles a simple gold anklet in front of me before leaning forward and fastening it to my ankle.
This is a symbol. Everyone in the room tonight will know what it means. It means you're mine, that we're committed to each other, and that no boundaries will be crossed. I'll be telling them what to do, but you're the one in charge, baby. If you want to stop, you just tell me. I'll be here with you the whole time. Up on the bed, baby. Let's get you ready.
Again, I do as he says and climb on top of the guest bed. I kneel, and he walks behind me. He slides the silk over my eyes, tying it securely behind my head. I feel his lips on my neck, his kiss so sweet and gentle that it gives me goosebumps all along my skin. My stomach feels hollow with battle. I want my husband so badly. I want his touch and his kiss and his cock. But I also want to try this. I want to explore and learn more about what turns him on. This isn't about sex for either one of us tonight. It's about the emotional connection. It's about knowing he's proud of me. It's about the trust between us. It's about feeling safe enough with him to try new things.
I want you to enjoy yourself tonight, baby. I want you to relax, to let yourself go, to feel really good.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.